Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg. Ooh, a little something last night. A little weather in the tri-state, a little weather. You know what I mean? The outskirts got hit pretty good. Rain is supposed to start, though, which is kind of cool for anybody that got, you know, a little bit of snow. Rain's supposed to pull up at like 9 a.m. for a couple hours.
Hopefully
high today.
Wash it all off.
Yep. That's what they saying. Tomorrow the sun is back, and then rain on Thursday and Friday potentially. But highs near 60 on Thursday. Highs 41 with rain on Friday in the evening commute. Saturday more rain in the morning. And then Sunday we might get some clear. Clear and cold. So it's a, you know, it's kind of a whack week. Let's just keep it 100.
Facts.
Keep it 100. But yeah, what we're dealing with right now, rainy conditions expected around 9 a.m. That's the reports I'm seeing. Laura Styles, you seeing anything similar? Or seeing anything different?
No, about the same. Everything's about the same.
Yeah. That's the upside. Because
yeah.
What you don't want is the ice over.
That's right.
After.
Talk to him.
That black ice, which makes it, you know, a lot of accidents and just hard to shovel and get off your car. So at least you'll have a clean car by this afternoon. It'll just be slushy everywhere.
Yeah,
I don't be careful. I don't have many rough night sleeps, y'all. But last night was one of them.
Oh, yeah? Why?
You know, I got a daughter.
That's right.
Yes.
And she's getting older.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, we've been having convo for maybe a year change. You know, she's been having convo with her mom and the women in the family, et cetera, et cetera. Doctor's been saying, you know, as a young lady, she's maturing fast.
Okay.
So her time could be here soon.
That's right. It's a big conversation.
So then,
big,
you know.
Conversation.
Yesterday, we was talking about cramps, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
that responsibility.
Because she was having some.
Oh, was she? Oh, so it's soon coming. But she's what, 8, 9?
8, be 9 in August. But, you know.
That's early.
She's, you know, doctor thinks it's going to happen early. I don't think it's coming right now. But nonetheless, we was having a convo. So anyway, the reason I had a rough night's sleep was because I had a dream that some old nigga tried to marry her, bro.
That's what you call him.
And I beat the brakes off this nigga, bro.
Yeah, that's what you call it on that. You know he had a hard night's sleep because he got no filter.
So I woke up like, though. Wait, what? So, bro, boom, the dream. I'm already at the engagement party. I'm like, how did I get here?
That's wow.
Yo, you are having nightmares. This is crazy.
Bro. Bro, we're all dressed. Everybody's acting normal. I'm bugging.
Of course.
And you know who the dude was, bro?
You know him too?
No.
Wait, Tom. I don't know his name. No, he's an actor.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo, let me tell you. Worst actor.
Oh my
worst God.
Evil
you're man.
You gonna find him like that?
I'm gonna try. Well, because everybody, when I say his name, everybody gonna be like, ugh, I hate that dude. That's the dude from, I forget the movie. Worst evil actor.
Wow.
So anyway, we at the engagement party. He gets down on one knee in front of everybody. Bro, I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh.
My daughter's 8. This nigga's 40, bro.
Yo, wait, what? Ebro, this is too much.
Bro, in front of me. Yo, I spazzed in my dream and started mopping this dude.
Wait a minute. She was still 8?
Yes.
Yo, chill.
So.
That's wild.
So, yeah, man, that's what's going on in that's my brain crazy. Today. So, anyway, everything was going wrong. So then after I beat him up, everybody acting like they still about to get married.
Because, yo, you're wrong. Apparently.
Then they come over to me like, oh, we forgot a part of her outfit. Can you go get her outfit? I'm like, what?
After you done already beat the dude up.
Then I go out to my car. My car done got broken into. It was just I woke up like, man, I was told Jazz, my lady. I was like, bro, I'm having the wildest dream right now. Man, what's going on, man?
This is horrible.
Yo, that is so funny. But, yo, this lets you know the mind of fathers and daughters.
Yo.
You know, this has been going on since the beginning of time, you know? Just even handing over your daughter.
Yo, and I woke up, you know, Shani, looks like. You know what I woke up thinking? I woke up like, yo, does Issa know that I will murder somebody over
That's
her?
That's what I'm saying.
Does
That's
she know? Saying. Like, have we had, does she, is she in her brain? Do the women in my family understand? Do people understand who right. I am, bro?
They don't know.
Like, I didn't get here by accident,
right.
man.
They don't know. They
like, if I snap, we got a problem. Nah. Everybody act accordingly.
Right. Ebro, it was a dream, okay?
When men have daughters, one of the first things in the congratulations for men to say is get you a shotgun.
Yo, fam.
In joking, but it's under the pretense that, you know, you're going to have to protect this woman and you're ready to die for her. This little girl who's going to be a woman who you are her everything. So, yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. This whole combo is a lot.
Bro, I'm talking about cramps and how we taking things to school and, bruh, uterine lining cleanings and, bruh, ovaries. Yeah, we got into the details. Yes, we got into the details. The science, the power of the woman and the woman understanding her power. And literally, I said to my daughter yesterday, I was like, yo, you do understand that every single human being you see walking around this planet only got here through the body of a woman.
Through the
portal. That's how powerful you are.
That is the definition of the Uman. You know what I'm saying? Because we all got here through the Uman.
We only, the only humans breathing only got here. So understand. And right. I was like, listen, that's the beauty. That's the power. Respect it.
That's
Take
right.
care of it.
That's right.
When your time comes, honor it. Embrace it.
Indeed.
Love it because Indeed. It's power.
That's facts.
Bruh. But then I had that dream last night. I was like, bruh. Put everyone on notice, fam.
It could go down.
I have the button has been flipped,
man.
Because I, you know, years ago, I used to, I would tell myself, this is what I would tell myself. You know how much distance there is between a woman going through her puberty and her cycle and actually like sex. Like there's so much distance between that.
What do you like, mean? Like as time-wise? A society.
Not even time-wise, but functionality-wise. Like, just because a woman is maturing and becoming a woman, that doesn't automatically, you don't have to jump all the way to sex.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
They're correlated because people is
But in society, we put that pressure on these young women. Like, oh, now you're having your cycle. Like, you know, babies and pregnancy and boys and sex. Listen. And you inundate them with all of this fear, and I'm like, I don't want to be that, and I didn't do that yesterday, and
That's
I haven't
good.
Done that.
That's
but
good.
In my dream last night,
it was like it's on the pop.
I was ready to murder.
Well, listen, you said you got the conversation when you were young. That you live now.
Oh yeah. No, my dad was like, listen, fam, this is not a drill.
Right.
This is we are broadcasting live.
This is that. But you can be different. You can approach it different. Where. This live part doesn't have to connect to the biology part.
Yo, you trying to calm me down?
Yes.
Bruh.
Yes, King. Yes, King. Be easy. Don't beat the brakes off nobody yet.
Yo, I beat him, Shawnee, in front of everybody. I beat his ass.
And they act like didn't even matter. They
and
was
they
like,
act
yo,
like
go
it
get...
didn't matter. Like, yo, go get the rest of her outfit. We got the ceremony. I was like, what is wrong with y'all?
Yo. It's a dream. It was all a dream.
Yo, but Laura, you know I don't normally remember my dreams, man. My dreams are never this vivid. I sleep phenomenally.
I know, because you were very emotional and angry in the dream. It happens.
Woke up sweating.
Nah, it wasn't no sweat. I was chilling. I was super chilling, and I was just in my brain like, does people understand that I will commit murder? Do they understand that?
Ebro.
Yeah.
Everyone understands. Stop saying
right,
it.
Right, you know. Fathers and daughters.
Griff, yo, producer Griff just texted me and said, I told my unborn daughter 3 weeks ago I will kill for her. Yeah. Whispered it right to my lady's belly.
Yo, that's facts. That is facts. Listen, big up to Nas. Big up to Nas who made a song for my brothers with daughters. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Yo, pull that up. We got the radio version. I think it's clean.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. We hit that afterwards. But it's probably the only man who made a song like that.
Yo, we got Lisa. God, let's switch gears. We'll come back to this later on, man. Yo, Shawnee, they was going to have a ceremony anyway, man.
It didn't matter what you felt.
Shawnee, focus.
Oh, sorry.
Focus.
It's hard, man.
Yo, Lisa's on the line. Jose, good morning.
Lisa.
Good morning.
Yes, Lisa, good morning.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sorry, Lisa. I was off the deep end this morning. It's too early. It's too early for all this. I'm sorry.
You're good.
I'm sorry. Jose, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, man. I apologize. We were supposed to get to this segment earlier, so we got to speed it up. Lisa, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stabbs?
I want you to represent me.
She feel protected right now.
Lisa's like, he's fired up. All right, Bob.
Laura, let's go.
All right. Oh, my God.
What are we playing for, Laura?
The chance to get a Coachella getaway pack, which is dope. You get to see Bad Bunny, A Boogie, Burna Boy, Glorilla, Frank Ocean, and more. But we're automatically going to hook you up with tickets to the April Fool's Day comedy show at the Hulu Theater and some Hot 97 merch.
All right, here we go. 6 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question. Let's play Laura.
Never loses.
Which rapper announced the return of her? Ebro.
Rappers announcing returns. Nicki Minaj.
Correct, of her radio show, Queen Radio. What is the name of the currency used in Japan?
Ebro.
Ebro.
In Japan, they use the yen.
That's right. 5 and 5, we call it 10. Which rapper's killer will be sentenced? Ebro. Laura.
Nipsey Hussle.
That's facts. What is another name for a polygraph?
Laura. A polygraph test is a lie detector test.
Tie game. Who do fans believe Ashanti is debugging? Ebro.
Nelly,
that's facts. What country gave the United States a statue of liberty? Ebro.
France.
Oh, my God.
That's facts. Who did Kodak Black say?
Ebro.
Ebro.
He said, read this. He said,
One.
I just saw this.
Laura Stiles, who did Kodak Black say he will not work with since he released Project with 21 Savage first?
Drake.
That's what it was. Drake.
That is correct. But Ebro wins.
Oh, we did it. Yo, Lisa, we did it. Yes, you picked correctly.
Sorry, my G.
I was on my square today. Tools was out. Shooting from the hip. Yeah, Jose, we love you too, okay?
All right.
It's love going around. Don't be messing with nobody's daughters out here, man. You may die, Jose. Chill.
I got a daughter, 6 years old.
You already know.
I already know, man.
Bro, that dream I had last night, bro, was different. I don't even dream like that, man. What was going on? Yo.
Good luck.
Yo, thanks. Yo, I just remembered in the dream, I'm getting ready for the engagement party. And I'm shaving my head and I cut my gashed the top of my head. I was bleeding.
He was off the kilter.
Yo.
He was all gone.
I didn't smoke or drink last night. Super sober. Went to bed, had a dream. But, bro, we'll get back into it, man, if you missed it, man. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, remember we talked about Maino choke slamming that YouTuber? Well, he's clearing things up, so we'll talk about it next.
Oh.
A clear one.
2 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Have you tried to cook dinner with the quickest, freshest, most delicious chef-crafted meal all delivered right to your door? Look no further than HelloFresh. With over 40 weekly recipes that you can choose from that satisfies all eating types. They have so many recipes, even the pickiest eater can find a meal they like. Skip the long and expensive trip to the grocery store and try HelloFresh. Their fresh, pre-portioned ingredients make cooking so easy and clean. Take the stress and hassle of preparing dinner out. And even better, their latest line of meals featuring robust flavors and filling portions are ready in 15 minutes. I tried that chicken sausage tortellini and I had it cooked and eaten in 20 minutes. It was good and it was quick. Eat well, eat fresh, and better yet, save some cash with HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/Ebro65 and use code Ebro65 for that 65% off plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/Ebro65 and use code Ebro65 at checkout for 65% off plus free shipping on America's number one meal kit.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Keep it player, baby.
Cause girls is players too. Ladies getting money all around the world. Cause girls is players too.
Psh, let me tell you the biggest lie of the century. When you a boss, you could do what you want. No, you can't. Matter of fact, when you're in charge of people and a business, you get to do less than everyone else.
It's so true.
You get to everybody else gets to be like, all right, I'm out. And you're like, wait, I got to stay because y'all felt like not showing up today because I'm in charge. Or you're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bro, because you're in charge. Do not believe these rap songs, okay? They be lying. Cap, as the youth say. As the youths them say. It's cap. Let's go. Flashing Lights. Laura Staff.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashlights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So yesterday we talked about Maino and this viral clip that was going around where a YouTuber is just being real extra and trying to ask him to borrow his chain. And to the point where he gets a little too much in his face and Maino ends up choking him, choke slamming him. But Maino is now saying, hey, listen, guys, that was all part of the prank. It was all part of it. Mm-hmm. So that's all that happened. It was staged. It was all part of the prank.
Why did he ruin it?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, God, now. I'd be tight.
I don't believe Maino. I don't believe Maino now. Now I don't believe him.
It's all part of a prank, guys. It was just a funny moment.
Right, because you're saying, why would you give it up if that was the plan?
That's right.
You would only give it up to make people not think that you're doing something bad.
That's right.
So, and Laura, what's wrong with that information?
But if you really weren't doing something bad, there's nothing to clean up.
He's like, yo, it's all fun and games, y'all. Everybody move along. Nothing to see here.
Right, right. That's my buddy. That's my buddy. We planned that out.
It was all planned.
It's my guy, right? Right? We peoples, right?
And Laura, that was not a choke slam. It was just a choke.
I feel like he almost slammed him then.
A choke slam means you lift them up completely and slam them.
Fine, a choke.
Thank you. Sorry.
I watched it again. It was pretty good.
It was very good.
Also, Michael B. Jordan has done, I mean, I expected this. I knew this was coming. I don't know if you guys peeped, but he is now a Calvin Klein model.
Yeah, I saw the photos, man. Yo, Michael B. Jordan stole my whole swag, B. That was my whole swag right there. You know what I'm saying? Jeans unbuttoned with my Calvin Klein's on, mad abs and all that. That's my whole swag.
Oh my God.
It's my whole swag.
I literally wrote that in his comments.
You did?
That exact same. Yo, you ripping off my comment. Ebro's getting jokes from my comments and other people's comments. That's
crazy. I didn't even see that.
I saw it. I was like, I commented something like, yo, I mean, no disrespect. I'm happy for you, but that's my exact look.
That's funny. Yo.
That's your flesh like legend that. Boy. Time is 7 a.m. Today's a high of 39 degrees. Snow chill about 7:30. Alternate side parking is in effect.
No restas and put a song. Boom, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing.
It's my look.
Celebrating 50 years of hip hop. WQHTFM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Well, if you listen to the show early, Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles Rosenberg, about an hour ago, you would have heard that last night was a rare night for me. I usually sleep great. Last night, not so much.
And why is that for the people who just woke up?
Well, I slept, but like, I had a dream. And the dream, I'm assuming, has something to do with the fact that I have a daughter who is maturing very fast. In the biological sense of maturity, that is.
Dang.
So we having those conversations about the body and maturity and all that. So in my dream last night, a grown-ass man was trying to marry my 8-year-old, and so I whooped his ass.
I mean, that's logical.
But we were already at the ceremony, Rosenberg, and the whole, everybody else was acting like it was normal. Like it was all dressed up.
But you let it
dude
get, you let it get to the ceremony? Sean, hit this man with the bun.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Damn, Dream Bro. Dream Bro failed us all.
Yo, man. So then he gets down on one knee at the ceremony, and I spaz. Start beating the brakes off this dude. And by the way, the dude is from Diary of a Mad Black Woman. The actor? What's his name, Laura Stiles?
Oh, my God. But if you Google him, you hate him.
Steve Harris. Yes. Everybody hates Steve Harris. Look him up. You'll know his face. He was in that show, The Practice, too. The lawyer.
He has a punchable face?
Nobody likes him, bro. You know who it is, Shawnee.
Yeah.
Nobody likes him, man. I beat his ass last night for trying to marry Issa.
Yo, he tried to marry Issa?
Yes.
This guy?
So stupid.
Yo, he's like 100 years old compared to her. It's crazy.
Yo, man. So then, after I beat him up, everybody's like, yo, Issa forgot part of her outfit. Can you go get it? They were still acting like she was going to marry the man.
Well, isn't there a really obvious meaning there?
Well, yeah, the real obvious meaning is I'm trying to play it cool, but deep down inside I'm petrified and scared that my daughter's growing up fast. That's the meaning.
Well, no, but that specific part you just said about you beat the guy up and it still happened is also some there's only so much you can do.
You can do. Facts.
You can stomp and kick and do everything.
Scream,
but
spit, cuss, pull out guns, whatever you want to do.
Whatever.
But it's still going down. The show's going on, old man. Sit your ass down and go get Issa's pants for her outfit that we forgot for the engagement party.
And she was 8 in the dream?
Yes.
Yo,
she wasn't
crazy.
Even growing. It was all bad, bro. It was all
Yo,
bad.
We weren't there, were we? I hope we were protesting.
Now, you know what? I'm glad you. I did not see your faces. You were not in the dream at all.
I'm not going.
You weren't there. You weren't there.
What a nightmare.
Yo, and here's the real congrats. The real congrats is I've been telling myself that it's all good for years. Like, you know, my daughter's, she's tall for her age and mature for her age and all that. And I've been telling myself for years, nah, it's all good, man. There's such a distance between your daughter maturing and, you know, when it's time for her to start, you know, dating and thinking about other things that come with that. And deep down inside, clearly, I'm not okay.
You're not ready.
I done beat up a man at the engagement party in front of everybody.
Hello.
I like.
Yeah.
A nightmare.
Bro, hit me with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You also obviously really don't dream like that.
No, I never have dreams.
That's why he's so freaked out.
Rephrase. I don't remember them.
Right, you never remember.
As vivid as this. Yo, I woke up from the dream last night and had to like, I was like, yo, do people know what type of time I'm on with my daughter? Have I been clear about...
You felt like you hadn't delivered the message.
I had, like, do people understand what I would do to a human being over my daughter?
I don't ever, ever want you to make fun of my dream catchers ever again.
Yeah, well,
you need one.
See, I don't want a dream catcher. I want other people to catch these dreams and these hands. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not quite sure if everyone is clear on the like, because the type of person I've been in my past, my family has never seen before.
Right, but to the point Rosenberg was making, everybody understanding who you are doesn't matter. Because
exactly.
The show will go
doesn't.
On.
And
exactly.
by the way, everyone, like, you know, Griff's texting, he's about to have his daughter talk that talk, Ebro. Everyone knows. Every father who loves their daughter feels this way.
That's right.
This is
That's
just
right.
life. Yeah. This is what the whole
and
thing is.
And guess what? As someone's daughter, you'll do what's it's going to happen. Whatever happens
happen.
Is going to happen.
Yeah, but not at 8 years old with a 40-year-old man.
No,
obviously
that was the dream,
not,
y'all. It wasn't. She was a grown up.
But that's the part that's specific to you. That's the part you need to look at is why you were having that specific dream and your own issues with it.
Well,
it has nothing to do with
because
Issa.
Yesterday. Well, it has because yesterday. No, it has nothing to do with her other than the fact that yesterday we were literally talking about cramps and uterine walls and ovaries and what it all means.
You just feel like your baby girl is slipping away. Right. That's what you're feeling. But
and the thing is, too, when you have a daughter who evolves biologically fast, you know that there will be grown men looking at them, right? My daughter
well,
was similar.
Yeah, your daughter, you dealt with that.
So there's that fear because...
Shawnee had to walk the block with his daughter one day.
What? I was circling the blocks, point them out. You know what I'm saying? Who's phony? Who's fake?
You know what I mean?
Point them out.
Point them out.
Real talk, because he, you know, followed her home and he grabbed her hand. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's not. Yeah, that's,
you see,
that's,
you see, you
because,
see my dream.
But hold on the flip side of that coin, and I have not been fortunate enough to raise a daughter yet, but I will say for my niece went through these things very early. And I know the conversations were all had. And yes, the conversations all happened. But it's not like she lost her innocence. She was the same little girl.
No,
she still
yeah.
is. Honestly, and I told you, these days a lot of kids are kind of moving slowly because of the internet. They're not moving even at the same speed.
The illest thought I had when I woke up woke up this morning was the fact that Issa is not even there. She's not trying to grow up. She's not
right.
on some, like, I'm trying to be wearing midriffs and shoulder out. She ain't even on that type of time, like, at all. She ain't talking to, she ain't tripping on makeup. She ain't tripping on having her own phone. She ain't tripping on none of that.
Right.
And nor are any of the women, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, support her, you know, even allowing her to get to that stage. It ain't got nothing to do with me. The women in our in our cipher ain't with that. You understand?
Right. So this doesn't mean anything except the biological part. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Exactly.
So you got to remember that. But I see why it would be hard when you're having these conversations about these things that you understand what it all means, mm-hmm. How you start projecting forward. But she's not having a good time.
And I've as a dad, I have, and this is once again the real congrats. I've been telling myself the distance between biological maturity and sexual maturity and interest. You understand what I'm saying? Like there's a long distance between that. Biological maturity doesn't automatically mean the next thing we're talking about is like, you know, contraception and all of these sort of things. You understand what I'm saying?
True. Bro, I absolutely remember getting my first, you know what, at 5 years old. I wasn't thinking about girls in a real way for another 6 years or whatever. It happens mad early in one way or another.
But
look,
anyway,
the best
hit me
thing
with
you
the hit me with the button.
This is deep. This is deep.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, just be there.
But it's deep, but it's real. And it was a healthy conversation, and the conversation's been had on different occasions multiple times. And I got to express to her the power that women have. You know what I mean? That literally every human creature we see breathing air came to this planet through the body of a woman, and that's powerful and beautiful, and it's something that she should be able to embrace and love and understand and cherish. And then I went to sleep, and I beat the brakes off Steve Harris from Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Yeah, all right, man, hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Just make sure that you're always able to talk to your daughter. Make sure
absolutely.
She's always comfortable talking to you. That's it. That's all you can do.
There's nothing being made taboo. There's nothing being made uncomfortable and awkward at all. Laura Stiles, what you got going on?
So there was a headline, an article that I sent you guys. All of a sudden, it's, is Ice Spice and Pete Davidson dating? And I'm like, oh my God, no. So then we started doing some digging, and it's so crazy because these rumors just started swirling around the internet. And when we got to the bottom of it, Rosenberg's like, it started from a meme page. So it's such a non-story. Like, it's not happening. People are just throwing this out there like if it's a thing, but it started from a meme. That's it.
Until I never believed really this happens. For a second, y'all. So when Laura sent this in the group text this morning, I wanted to hit this button to Laura Stiles for even wasting our time.
Hold on. Did you not believe that that's possible?
It's possible. Of course it's possible. I just don't believe that it happened or it's happening.
I understand. I just don't want you to doubt, you know.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Or Ice Spice, for that matter.
I just feel like, listen, it's totally made up, and it's absurd, and it didn't remotely happen. But, Shawnee, I think you agree. I'm not sitting there being like, oh, it could never happen. I mean, this is Pete Davidson.
It could happen. It seems so. Based on his reputation, that if somebody is popping out here, he's trying to get next to them in a different kind of way. You know what I'm saying? And she's popping.
And he may be successful.
Absolutely.
Maybe. the only letter of the alphabet Pete doesn't know is L so far.
That's right. All he knows is dubs.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's it, bro. Yo, Rosenberg, what you got today, fam?
I'm going to just go ahead and wade into this hot water because I've been there before anyway. And it feels toasty and warm to me. Yo, the amount. How do I say this? Okay, what is it about Nas fans, man? Like, Nas is an absolute all-time top 10 GOAT. You can make the case for
arguably
him
being, top five.
Top five. Listen, if you argued he's one, I could have a nice full conversation about it. He's an icon. Not only is Nas great, he's been lauded as great. If you know the history, and if you've been around like our old asses have, Nas has been lauded since he came on the scene at
first
17
album.
Years old.
Before the first album, Live at the Barbecue, before, Main Source Project.
He has been, he was anticipated. His album was a five-star classic. His debut was a five-star classic.
He's LeBron James.
He is LeBron James. That's a great comp. He's been treated like the man since he was 17 years old, and anytime he does anything, I have to look at my comments and see these weirdos.
Are you going to give Nas his props finally? Are you finally going to give Nas his flowers?
Wait, who follows you, fam?
Like,
bro, no. Nas fans are intense, bro. Because this all started, the first time I started noticing it was one of the King's Disease albums I didn't give as glowing enough a review as they were looking for.
Look at you.
I didn't call it.
Hit this guy with the button, Sean.
Congratulations.
I know. I'm sorry. I love, by the way, I ended up really liking it, and I love the whole series.
Like, oh, so you admit to playing yourself?
No. No.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Not everything an artist does can be. You can't like everything an artist does equally. It's okay. The second you don't mention Nas and like refer to him as God before you say his name, these lunatics start coming after you. Yo, man, can you guys relax? You're a stan of one of the greatest of all time. Relax.
Everyone loves Nas, bro.
Everyone loves Nas.
Even people that don't like Nas that much love Nas.
Love Nas. And listen, he does deserve every bit of his flowers. He sold out MSG. It's amazing. Don't act. You think I was shocked? I was just like, oh, man, why did it take Nas so long to throw a show at MSG? Of course he sold it out. It's Nas. These people are wildin'. Hit him with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Wow, bro.
That's crazy.
I didn't know this was going on out here.
I didn't know you were getting it.
I didn't know your comments were in shambles in this way.
No, not recently, but they have been before. And then the reason it just happened is I went on the One App is Life. We have like a little Discord where our listeners can like gather and talk about the podcast. And someone's like, just posting early to see if they give Nas his flowers this next episode.
What?
Discord.
I'll send him roses every week for the rest of life. We love Nas.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Speaking of congratulations, not you played yourself, just congratulations. Give it up for those New York Knicks. You know what I'm saying? Those New York Knicks with the win over the Boston Celtics last night. You know what I'm saying?
Clap.
Of course you can, but you can still pick up the New York Knicks.
But I give them props.
And that's six in a row, I believe.
And .500.
And .500, I think they move into the fifth slot in the East. The Knicks are playing ball. However, if you think that Celtics team that was playing last night was representative of the Celtics team that hopefully the Knicks see in the playoffs, you getting something. It sounds like this.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Jason Tatum getting a weird technical and getting thrown out of the game right before the game's over. And he wasn't playing well anyway. He wanted to get thrown out, so at least the line read Jason Tatum got thrown out so people would understand why they lost because he was playing terrible. No Jaylen Brown.
As a Celtics fan, it definitely didn't like worry me or anything, but I'll tell you
what,
it was
good for the Knicks.
Knicks are rolling, man. Props, man. Give this Knicks team their props.
Facts. Congrats, Knicks.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
It's about damn time. I've been calling the Knicks trash for disappointing for years. It's starting to feel like a place where free agents would want to come play because there's potential. That's what, no matter where the season goes, it's starting to feel like, you know what? Maybe I'll go to New York and play basketball.
I could see it. I could see it, man. There's something. And can we all be honest? Two people need to get props. Julius Randle. For just being consistent. You know what I realized the other day, bro? I'm surprised you hadn't had this take yet. Julius Randle has that classic New York Knick thing, in my opinion, not to get too deep, of like the awesome black player who doesn't seem to get his props the way he should. There's always like a criticism. There's always a thing
around. Because because if it's really a classic New York player, there's one of two things. People have super, super high expectations and the player never meets them, or the expectations are way too high and the player falls short. Like, it's right. Never, you know what I mean? It's never just like, let them grow, appreciate the work they're doing, look at the stats, understand the plays they can make and the plays they can't make. One of the things about Julius Randle is too frequently he's doing things he shouldn't be doing.
Well, when he has the ball in his hands too much and he's trying too hard, it's never
good. Dribble.
And,
it's the dribble.
And this market's been obsessed with the superstar he's not, instead of appreciating the kind of star that he is.
Consistent.
And he is a dope player. He puts up lines that you're like, yo. And I was just looking at him. I'm like, this
isn't he averaging a double double or something almost?
Yeah, bro. No, I don't think he's close to. Is he? Yeah, he might be close to double double.
Like he's, 10 boards, man, or 9.5 boards and 20-some points or something?
Yeah, he's probably 8 or 9 boards, and he's definitely in the 20s on points. And then he has these random nights where he throws up 45 points on the regular. And then on top of that, you add Jalen Brunson.
Josh Hart. Listen.
Those guys are better than I think anyone really realized. And they have energy together, too. Like, so it's this team's fun, man.
Yo, shout to the Knicks, and before we wrap up the basketball talk, we must leave the Brooklyn Nets with this button.
Dang.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
They can build back. They can build back. They can build back. But right now, they sitting with that. Cash 197 minutes commercial free. Yo, are we doing Beat the Buzzer today?
Sure are.
Right. Is that every day?
Sure is.
Every day, your chance to beat the buzzer. What happened in 5 minutes, and if you don't know what we're talking about, we'll let Laura Stiles try to beat the buzzer first before we take your calls and see how she does. All right?
Let's do it. Let's
T-Bone in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Somebody's about to get paid. Good morning. The roads are slushy and wet. Be safe. For my brothers with daughters. Communicate, man. Communicate. Spend time. Build a relationship, trust, all that. Create a safe space for my brothers with daughters. Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Good morning. Good morning. Call right now, 800-223-9797, if you want to beat the buzzer. But first, let's bring in DJ John.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's oh. DJ John.
Johnny. Yeah,
yeah. DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny. Yo, John, talk to him about beating this buzzer. How does it go down, Brody, bro?
Well, I failed yesterday completely, so don't be like me like yesterday. But yeah, you have a chance to win that money. You got to wait for, I think, the number you want, the amount you want, whether it's 150, whatever it is, you have to say stop. And when you say stop, before the buzzer, you get that amount. Is that correct?
Pretty much. All in all. But, yeah, you want to, as soon as you hear money that sounds good to you, say stop. Mm. Do not get greedy. Let's experiment with Laura Stiles. Laura Stiles, okay. Are you ready to beat the buzzer? Okay,
yes,
here we go.
I am ready.
Shiny Culture is getting the game ready for you. Once again, when you hear the amount of money you want to run with, you say stop.
All right.
Shiny, you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Here we go. Laura Stiles is going to attempt to beat the buzzer.
$100. $200. $400.
Stop.
Oh, boom. $400.
$400.
Right there.
$400.
Oh, my God.
All right,
I was scared.
What were you scared of?
I don't. The buzzer was going to drop. Well, I'm happy with $400, even though I'm really
As
not
you should
it.
Be. You don't even get $400.
I know.
Yeah, it would be great.
Nice. Who's on the line, Shiny Culture? Let's see if we can bring somebody. Patricia's on the line. It's Patricia's turn.
Good morning.
Patricia, did you hear how Laura Stiles played Beat the Buzzer right there?
Somewhat, a little bit.
Oh, Griff was putting you on hold, so you wasn't all the way tuned in. So, Patricia, have you heard the game before? Do you know how it's played?
Yes, I heard it yesterday.
Okay, here we go. It's your time, Patricia. Remember.
Come on, Patricia.
Get the cash and dash. Do not wait too long. Patricia's ready, Shiny Culture?
Yes.
All right, here we go, Patricia. It's your time to beat the buzzer. Here we go.
$200. $225. $250.
Stop.
It was getting too crazy. Good call, Patricia. It was getting crazy. They was playing around. They was playing with the 225 and the 250. This was about to go left.
Damn. Oh,
man.
Thank you.
Patricia, you're welcome. $250 is yours. The next chance for everybody else to beat the buzzer will happen after the Gurus around 8:35. Patricia, hang on so we can get you your money. And on the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Stav.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Key Palmer had a big reveal yesterday. We'll talk about it next.
Kiki. Love Key Palmer. Cast one. 97 minutes commercial free. Yo, it's weird. I've been watching this whole Wuhan lab COVID-19 leak storyline.
Yeah.
You know, people spend a lot of time like it was a leak at a Chinese lab and gain of function and Dr. Fauci and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
In the story, they keep saying that there's limited proof, but there's new evidence. And my brain keeps going, well, no, how come nobody's covering the fact that they keep saying that there's limited proof, but there's new evidence?
Right,
that's not weird to y'all?
Limited proof. With low confidence.
They keep saying, yeah, concluded with low confidence, nothing definitive.
So what is it? Then what? So y'all jumping out the... Just jumping
so
out?
People are jumping out the window like, this is what happened. It could be or it could not be.
But you, I don't want to wait till you're 100% sure?
No, they don't want to wait. And by the way, what are you in a hurry for?
Right, we're already here now.
It happened. People died. People got sick. People had to take the vax. People didn't want to take the vax. People protested. People didn't wear masks. People wore masks. Like, we went through the whole thing already.
Right. People still affected, though. So everybody will always want, if there was a lie, to for it to be uncovered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm fine. But what you in a hurry for when the story clearly says there's low confidence and it's not confirmed?
Like for something that big, you should be sure.
You better make sure it's real.
Right. Well, everything that the government does, once we start to see any inkling of the lie being revealed, we're going to put it on Front Street.
It's go time.
That's what we do.
It's go time.
It's all of it, yeah. New evidence.
It's go time.
Yeah, we put it on front page.
There's new evidence, but it ain't confirmed. Nah, it's confirmed. They lying.
Yes.
It's new evidence.
With low confidence.
Let's talk about it.
Nah, they lying. Let's talk about it.
By the way, how does Fauci figure into this? I never understood that.
Because
I see the hate with Fauci.
Fauci's NIH, he kept saying that the gain-of-function research that they participate with the World Health Organization and all the labs around the world, because all the labs around the world, they spend money to try to predict where these viruses are going to go next, how they're going to evolve, so that we could hopefully be prepared for them. That's why everybody goes, well, this virus must have leaked because the world wasn't prepared for it.
Okay.
Because that's why we're supposed... So then everybody's like, so we were giving money to China?
Right.
We invested in a lab in China. We were working with the Chinese. It's like, whoa. The whole world works together because we don't want a global pandemic of people dying, even if we work with people that we don't necessarily like, just so we can all be prepared. Because things may be happening in their environment that ain't happening in ours and vice versa.
Right.
But people don't want to hear that.
Nah. Well, the bottom line is they created this. It's to show evidence that the virus was created so that you can create the vaccine so that you get to this money.
That's right.
You poison the people
That's
to get
right.
to the bag. That's what you did.
That's right.
So, but they feel that Fauci himself was involved in that. He
could have been
wrong about certain aspects.
He did it all by himself.
But he was the front man for the bigger agenda.
That's right. He was all him.
He was involved.
Put him in jail.
I cannot.
That's your Wuhan COVID update on Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
With low confidence.
They won.
They won.
They got everybody vaccinated. 80% of the globe.
Yeah.
So
it's
they
done.
Won. They got their
It's
money.
Already done.
Vaccines
well, but that's the whole but the whole thing we were saying the whole time is the fact that none of us individually as regular everyday people are in any position. The milk is out the udder. The toothpaste is out the tube. A global pandemic or a virus breaks out, whether it was man-made or not.
Man-made.
Whatever it is.
Doesn't matter, really.
If it's going to kill you, you got limited options on how to protect yourself. That's what people don't like. People don't like the reality of the fact that no matter how this virus came about, if you want to protect yourself, you got limited options. You're powerless. People don't like that feeling.
Right. But limited options, meaning that there should be options.
Should there be? I don't know. I've only been here for 47 years. I don't know what the options have been.
You said what?
Yeah, I've only been here through one. So I don't know what the options were during the Spanish flu or any other global issue that broke out. So people might be dreaming if you think you got more power than you actually do.
Well, you know. There should be more than one option because everybody's body chemistry is different. So you shouldn't be forced to take it.
Well, then you better pay for one. But then you better pay for one because the government ain't paying for it.
What you mean? Another option.
If you want other options, you better find them.
Yeah, well, I mean, they pose one and then people shouldn't be forced for the other if it may have bad effects on their body.
Well, no, you ain't forced. You can stay your ass at home. You just may not have that job.
Then you're forced. Coercion.
Let's go, flash your lights. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flash lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
So, Keke Palmer and her partner have welcomed their son to the world. And it's so funny because she's like, she was, you know, Kiki's a jokester. So she was like, I'm not hiding my son from the world. She's like, psych, he's actually on the next slide. Super cute. His name, she revealed his name, Leotis Andrelton Jackson.
There you go, Leotis.
And then she goes, born during Black History Month with a name to match.
My Lord.
Leotis already sounds like a little old man.
That's right.
So cute, though. Yeah.
They let her and her man, I don't know who her man is or what his name, but big up to them, man.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
She says his name is Darius.
Darius.
Yeah, that's her. That's
and
her
baby
man's name.
Leotis.
And baby so Leotis.
Cute. Happy for Kiki.
Black. Yeah.
They'll just call him Leo. They'll call him Leo.
That's what I figured. I was like, oh, they hit him with the Leo. Very cute. Congratulations to them. That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:03, a high of 39 degrees today, and alternate side parking is suspended.
So happy for Kiki, man. One of my favorite people, man. Great person. Listen, keep it locked to Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. The gurus are on the way. All right? And 97 minutes of commercial-free music and another shot at beating the buzzer to get paid. Get your cash and dash.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Shani says,
this
is Soca.
This feel like Soca. You could chip down the road to this.
You could chip. And you could chip.
We
but
got
wouldn't
one.
You say there wouldn't be Soca without Africa?
That is a fact. Shout out to Africa.
So these are just genre titles from the same origin of things.
You all right? You are
fruit
correct.
From the same root.
Ah, I like that. I like that.
You understand?
I like that. I'm a teeth that.
You're a teeth.
Fruit from the same root. I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yo, Trinidad, we got one.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg here on Ebro in the morning, getting ready to beat the buzzer in about we call it 30 minutes for now. Plus the gurus coming to the table. Rosenberg is still inundating my household with his wedding. I thought it was just a radio show thing.
What?
And Friday night Jazz is like, Rosenberg sent me an invitation to the wedding, but I think it's just for me. Because I heard you guys talking on the radio that nobody gets a plus one. I was like, I don't know what's going on, babe. I don't know.
I'll tell you what happened. Well, here's what happened. What happened was I was tired of looking at my little save the date thing and seeing yours as on sent, not even opened. Meanwhile, I think like
you just had sent it 24 hours early. I didn't even have time.
No, it was like 4 days. Everyone else on the show had already, because I just sent this to like immediate people. This isn't even going to everybody. This was to the people who I need to know that they have the date on their calendar, because they would actually be missed. So I'm like sending this to immediate people. Ebro's just sits on sent for like 4 days. I'm like, you know what? Is there an option to unsend?
It couldn't
this?
Have been more than 2 days, bro.
There was an option.
It was like four.
And there was an option to cancel. So I was like, you know what? Canceled. I am sending this to Jazz and getting a response. And I did.
Very she was quick with the response?
Oh, within minutes.
Nice.
Because she's a responsible, good human being who doesn't want to just leave people not knowing what the hell's going on. So thank you, Jazz.
So now, Jazz also kept asking me, what was Laura saying? Like, this is a small wedding. So this is a small wedding? I was like, I don't really understand either, Jazz. I don't know what's happening here. She was like, well, don't you talk to them at work? I was like, I mean.
Oh, my God. Right. I mean, it's a small wedding because he has limited people that he can invite. It's a small wedding.
Thank you, Laura. And when you split that number among two people, and then you divide that number in half because of these damn spouses y'all all felt like you needed to have.
Wow.
And then thank you, Shawnee. Thank you for being divorced responsibly. I appreciate
it. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? No problems here.
So because of that, all of a sudden, even your not that small wedding is pretty small. Then when you're a loser like me who needs to work three different jobs to make ends meet, you got a lot of people in every direction.
It adds up.
Now the real question I have: will Shani actually be on time if he's getting an invite?
Listen.
Will he catch the ceremony or just the reception? Because the plus one really doesn't matter for the ceremony, right, Rosenberg? Because it's separate. Can you could somebody come to the ceremony and be like, "Yo, I'm not sitting down for a plate"? Because the plates are the things that really cost
you
the
money. You would never ask someone to do that. That level of disrespect would be so crazy.
Really?
Yo, come to the wedding. Watch
What's
us get married,
you, bro?
But you don't get a plate. But no, for people who may not remember, if you don't pay attention to the history of this crew, at Griff's wedding a few months ago, Shani shows up during the cocktail hour. We're all sitting around having a beverage, having a little snack. Actually, it's not a little snack, because you know these New York weddings, the cocktail hours, it's like full steak and shrimp.
Stubborn. Yo, fam, the fact that they had all that food at the cocktail hour, the cocktail hour had four smorgasbords.
Bro, that's a New York thing. That is this area. That is what they do.
Griff's cocktail hour was better than the dinner. Let's keep it 1,000.
No, no.
1,000.
It was major.
Griff, it was amazing.
And
amazing.
That's very often how it is. The cocktail hour is it. Anyways, so we're sitting down. We'd all been sitting for a couple minutes having our snacks. Hey. Shawnee walks in, you know, dressed like the ancestors.
That's right. And shout out to Africa.
Dressed
you know
like
mean?
The elders.
Yeah,
you know
I
mean.
And,
you know and what I mean?
We're like, oh, Shawnee, what's up, blah, blah. We assumed we hadn't seen him yet. Like he'd been, because it was crowded.
Yeah.
And he comes up and he goes, yo, man. What time's the wedding start?
Yeah, come on. We've been sitting here eating for a while. When are they going to seat us?
I said, what do you mean? The dinner? He went, no, the ceremony.
The wedding. When's this wedding going to start?
I said, they're married, my G. It already happened.
What? It happened. He's like, when? At 6 o'clock when it like it said on the invite.
I'm like,
we were all there.
What? I'm thinking this is the cocktail hour before the actual ceremony. Not that
Shawnee thought
happened.
we were pre-gaming.
Yeah, yo, I'm like,
that's
pre-game
a serious
is
pre-game.
Nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I
pre-game dinner. Yo, Shawnee, listen, my start time is nice and late. It's okay. 8 o'clock. Okay. So it should be easy on a Saturday to get there by 8 o'clock.
Let's do it.
You can do this, man. Yeah, you could do this. What time you want to leave the house that night? Let's talk through it. Ebro, we should talk through this right now. Right. What time you think you should leave? What's the time that you think you should leave?
So, me?
No, you'll Shawnee. Be fine. I'm not worried about you.
So Shawnee. It starts at 9.
No, starts at 8. See, already all find out.
Oh, late already. Segment over.
All right. It starts at 8, and it's within the boroughs.
It's downtown. It's downtown.
Manhattan. Yep.
Just, Shawnee, leave at late. Leave like an hour early, because you got to find parking an hour.
7 o'clock.
Well, and wait. It's a wait. What night of the week
Saturday.
Is this?
Saturday.
Hold on. Yeah, Ebro, you're hitting right on the button.
And where you
the
coming FDR, from?
I'm going to be uptown.
That FDR is nasty on Saturday
night. Bro, you better give yourself 90 minutes.
90 minutes. Hour and a half.
Yeah.
8 o'clock, 6:30.
Yo, on a summer Saturday night, you know what traffic is like, bro?
Yeah. And on that east side, that FDR, it's nasty.
Yo, by the way, Shawnee, though, but we're going to be partying.
Yo, and by the way, if this is July, right, Rosenberg? We're talking July. If it starts raining and there's like one of those impromptu thunderstorms or something with all the humidity and all
happen.
That.
It's not
happen. Thanks, Laura.
No. It happens quick. It'll be over by the time Rosenberg's thing. Yeah, it'll be over. It never happens in the evening when things cool down. It always happens early, like mid-evening, like between like 4 and 7.
Huh. I mean, I'm gonna be there, man. I'm gonna be there on time.
Shawnee, how about this? Big idea here. About we're in the city. How about the train?
No.
Absolutely not.
I mean, because if I go on the way I dress like the ancestors, they're going to be wanting me like, read, you know what I'm saying? And wanting me to quote scriptures, God. Like, I'm not trying to do that on the train, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, he will have to validate his spiritual garb.
That's right.
If he's in public.
I don't want that. I don't want you to get tested. Just leave on time,
I'm just trying to
man.
Get to the spot and just, you know what I mean, have fun.
Google Maps is your friend. You can see how bad the traffic is, you know. Just check.
Now, here's the big question. A big question in the show chat for the Rosenberg wedding. Oh. Do they have valet? Cuz there will not be parking in that area.
I can't remember if we decided. I don't know if we decided yet on the valet.
That's big. It's big. That could change the timing of everybody.
I can't. Yeah, I'll tell you what else it changes. The price of the wedding. Because the thing is. Now, I will say this. In the area that it's in, there are several blocks around there there's lots of after-hour weekend parking in the block that it's in. It's not a big jump-off area. It's not a jump-off-y area.
I'm taking an Uber. I'm taking an Uber.
Well, you know why, bro? Because you're responsible. That's what I'm hearing.
Because I'm going to be drinking. So
I figure most people are drinking, and the out-of-towners are staying down the street. So I don't know that we're going to do valet. I mean, listen, Rasan's coming from Brooklyn. You should be taking an Uber, too, so you can have a good... Oh, Rasan doesn't party anymore. I forgot. Right, yo, Rasan, you got to pay me back. You got to pay me back for the alcohol built into your plate. All right?
Yeah, facts.
I need that money back.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Look, coming up, your chance to beat the buzzer plus the Guru's Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free. Good morning. So, Rosenberg was just asking me if I'm paying attention to the rule changes in Major League Baseball, which are rolling out now because spring training's happening. And I definitely heard they made the bases bigger. They have a timer now where the pitcher has to throw the ball in a certain amount of time. Was it 15 seconds?
Yeah, and then if there's someone on base, it's 20 seconds.
Someone on base is 20 seconds, and the batter has to be in the batter's box ready to swing with 8 seconds left on the clock. Am I understanding right?
That's correct.
So I hear a lot of people talking about how this is exciting for baseball. Baseball games are going to be shorter now. There's going to, obviously, pitchers are not going to be able to throw as hard and as fast because they got to throw more frequently. So balls will be getting put in play more often. I don't hear people talking about the amount of injuries that are about to happen, though.
That is it. That is an interesting thought and possibility.
Right, because there's definitely batters, you know, back problems, you know, pitchers with the shoulders, obviously, throwing more frequently. So some of that, you know, I don't hear people talking about. But my thing with baseball is just for the last, you know, decade or so, it ain't cool. There ain't cool people playing. Like, I love the sport. I think it's a great sport. But the cool kids don't play it. There's a few, you know, Juan Soto's, you know, the Juan Soto's of the world. And there's some other people out here that, but that's not, you know, it's not exciting because there's no attitude. There's no swag to the game like that. You know, look, I came up with Ricky Henderson. Ozzie Smith, even back in the day, hitting backflips and all that. King Griffey Jr. running off the wall. Bo Jackson, you know, playing.
Well, what you're talking about is American-born black players.
Well, I just happened to name those guys, but I was going to get into some white guys too. But even still, just like, you know, it's just not the cool kids ain't playing baseball.
Well, if you go look, CeCe Sabathia and Amber Sabathia are producing a documentary series on Uninterrupted's YouTube channel. It's about to start, and it's about these four new prospects in baseball who are all young black players who are super, super highly touted prospects. And there's a clip in the trailer where there's someone talking and saying, there are more black prospects sort of at the top of the prospect sheets than there have been in years in baseball. And I do think essentially, culturally, that's what's missing from the game is the sport's not cool enough. And let's be honest, black people in America usually dictate cool. So if you don't have any black American players playing, there's a certain level of je ne sais quoi that is just missing from the game. And if that's you look the at the numbers, that's it's the way seasonings. Down. And the numbers are way down from the 80s. When we were kids, the league was like something like 25% black, something like that. And now it's down to like single digits, low single digits. It's a big difference.
Well, and it's also, the thing about baseball is harder to get to the money. Right? You get drafted, you're in the minors. And you hang out in the minors for how long? And you got to go and play all these little bitty games in Nowhere USA for how many years? And then maybe you get up to the majors. And then by the time you do that, you're 30 years old or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, right. Yeah.
No, it's true. It could be a long, long ride. It's not a guarantee if you want that money immediately. But it is a lot of money.
Oh, it's a lot if you can get to it.
And it's certainly way better for you physically than, say, football.
Well, yes. But if you're a black player, right, and a black American player, you're dealing with the good old boy, white boy networks while you sit around and wait and you're in small town USA dealing with all of this redneck business. And I don't care how you slice it or how long you done dealt with it. That is just annoying, bro.
Yeah. Yep. It's annoying. But you don't always, depending on the player you are, if you're an incredible player, you might only be there for 2 seconds.
Right.
Depends.
Yeah. But you gotta be super incredible, super this, fit into this mold, fit into that mold, fit into this team, you know, be on this, be, you know, you gotta squeeze yourself into all of these little nooks and crannies to make yourself fit into a world that hasn't really been that welcoming to you. And that issue is annoying too. So let's see where it goes. But the game will be faster. It'll be interesting. And when does the season officially start? April? It's the end of April, right?
When
the
in a baseball. Month.
Here we go. Baseball back.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's go. The gurus are here.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. It's a brand new email, a brand new destination for clarity. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite. To fight for what's right.
The Gora Lua.
Shawnee yeah. Culture, burn the sage. Clear this energy,
that's
please.
That's right. Let us cleanse the energy. Zen, 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 zen.
All right, Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs our help out there.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. The Guru Laura. No, it's not.
No.
Sorry.
No.
It's the Guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
The
that's
Guru right. at ebrointhemorning.com. This is going to take me a few days, guys.
New destination.
That's right.
Send your emails, your destination for clarity, where we come together as a crew and walk these dogs and represent Ru.
I like that.
Ru. Okay.
Go.
No, definitely roux.
Goo, roux. Sticky, moist, goo.
We're representing roux. Here's a one email we get. Man, please, this Zen is so corny and annoying.
Oh, yeah.
See, this person is not. Go ahead.
From this side of the fence, it is one of the most annoying parts of my day. I love listening to y'all, but then the Zen situation is out of control. Shawnee should be suspended without pay until he learns his lesson.
Until I learn my lesson.
And Rosenberg, please stop bullying DJ John almost every morning. You're always embarrassing Juanito for no reason. Leave him alone. Other than that, I love y'all. This guy's an idiot.
We don't love you. How about that?
That's right.
Wow. Yeah, Joel.
Zen.
Be more Zen.
Yeah, Joel, take this Zen. And by the way, do you not pay attention? Literally, the only times I ever come at Juanito is when he blatantly disrespects for no reason. You're not understanding what's happening here. He's a bad guy.
Right. We're trying to be good. Clear energy. Like, come on.
let's cleanse again. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send your emails right now. I am a 24-year-old black female, and my boyfriend is a 25-year-old white male.
Mm-hmm.
We have been together for 5 years. I have an issue with our cultures clashing. I love him very much, and I would love to continue our relationship. We have run into issues with him not understanding twerking.
Okay.
What?
Sounds funny, but go ahead. Continue.
Sorry, that wasn't what I expected. Let's keep going. I have gotten in trouble with him before for twerking on women at a party. He felt as if I cheated on him by twerking with other women. Parentheses, wait. Parentheses, I am bisexual.
Okay.
Well, I mean, then why would you think he would think that then?
Although I am very bisexual, what I get from twerking with women at parties is the feeling of cutting loose, showing off my skills, and having fun. I don't believe that twerking is an inherently sexual act, but he does. I grew up in the hood in the South, so purity and responsibility has been drilled into my head, and I can understand where he's coming from. However, the ratchetry is also a part of my DNA. Unfortunately, he even rejects me doing it for him in a completely private setting because he doesn't respect women who twerk, and he thinks most men feel that way. Am I wrong for enjoying this dance so much, or is he right to categorize women who twerk as whores/fast women?
Oh, my God. Relax.
I work hard every day. I'm also in college. I need a fun party a couple of times a year to have fun without worrying about being absolutely as responsible as I can possibly be. Please help me figure out a way to overcome this culture clash.
It's
I don't even know if it's a culture clash.
Yeah, me
neither.
It's not
really a culture clash.
It's a man woman clash. It's a relationship clash.
It's a man woman
clash. Yeah, I'm assuming the guy's white or something.
He's white.
And you should assume that because that's what she said in the email.
I missed that part.
Yeah,
I missed that part.
He's 25 and white. She's 24 and black.
Yeah, that's not a culture thing.
That's a whole different thing. In this case, it may be culture, but not a black and white culture thing. It's just two different people's perspectives. Like, there are people, I understand the perspective of thinking twerking is like being judgy about twerking. I get it. I do get it. I guess the question is, have you thought it all about how he views it? I'm not saying he's right, but are you taking into account his feelings at all?
Well, and remember, it's compounded by the fact that you so proudly, and that's your thing, rightfully so, I'm extremely bisexual. Okay. Is he even comfortable with the fact that basically when he sees you rubbing your ass on another woman, he's interpreting that as
flirting.
As flirting. The same way he would interpret it if you was doing it to a dude he didn't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look, there is a white couple listening to this conversation right now, and the woman gets drunk and starts grinding on, and she's not bisexual. The woman gets drunk and parties and grinds on other women on the dance floor at whatever rando bar and club. It's not a culture clash. It's literally a person saying, "I don't like seeing the person I care about looking like that in public." That's all it is.
Or seemingly flirting with people. Because let me tell you, my lady loves to shake her ass. She is the kind of person who will privately in her time, you know, while she's joking around, be basically just twerking, listening to music by herself. Do I want her to go to a club and put her ass up on other dudes and do that? No. And she wouldn't. And she knows that I'd be like, yo, what are you doing? Now, if it was girls, would I care in the same way? No, I would not care, but my lady is not bisexual, at least not to my knowledge. And so it is different. The fact of the matter is if you could be attracted to the people you're dancing with that way, it does make sense that your partner could be a little bit insecure. I don't know about calling people all kinds of whores and whatnot.
I know,
that doesn't seem cool. That seems a bit much.
Would he be this way if you were just twerking but just not on someone else? You know what I mean? Like, there's some girls who just like to twerk by themselves.
And was she doing this when they met?
Yeah, well, she did say that he doesn't like it when she does it just for him in the house.
Yeah, right. He's just not.
Well, that's because it probably reminds him of the other stuff, to be honest with you.
Right. Well, I wonder if she was doing this when they met, or is this something fairly new? Because it's hard to change somebody if this is who they were before.
That's right.
So for him, he gets the button if now he's complaining and this is who she always was. But outside of that, I'm kind of on his side where you got to consider his feelings a little bit. He shouldn't be so harsh in calling you out, but you got to consider. You can't just be all over people that you find sexually attractive and think that your partner's going to be cool with that. So you got to be more considerate.
I'm not with the name calling and stuff. That's excessive. But I do feel you should take his feelings into consideration, especially if this is the man you love. This is your partner. Yeah. Right?
Look, and some people just don't like being out in public acting loose. Even if it's just fun. Some people just ain't into that.
Right.
That's not their mode. They don't like that representation of them to the public. And that's just what it is. I'm one of those people. Like, you ain't gonna catch me and my lady just loosey-goosey in the streets. Like, what?
Right.
Like, what is going on? You know what I'm saying? That brings a certain energy with you, but there are people who are like that,
There are people who like it, and you kind of there's two things. One, are you really concerned anything can happen? Because that's a separate conversation about trust that you guys need to have. And if it's just not your scene, like if it's just not your man's scene, I should say, he just doesn't like it. Is there a world in which you literally can go out once or twice a year? He doesn't have to go. And you're like, hey, I'm gonna twerk. I'm gonna have a good time. Don't worry, I'm coming home to you. You don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah.
You know,
it's got to be a balance. That's what it is.
It's all about balance and zen.
Yeah. You guys want to wrap this segment up so we can get to beat the buzzer? Like, what are y'all, what are we doing?
Okay, so hopefully this helps, but indeed, find balance. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm going to do weakness.
Can I play again?
Now.
Laura loves
beat the buzzer is here. You can dash with the cash fast. Call right now, 800-223-9797 if you would like a shot at beating the buzzer. Laura Stiles also working on Flashing Lights. What's popping?
Yes, coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Missy Elliott is teasing something new. I'll let you know what it is coming up, Flashing Lights.
Okay, Missy.
Missy.
Beating the buzzer and Laura Stiles next. Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free.
So many reasons why I want it for you, my love, love. Now you are one to retire with you, my love, love. See all the little good things you do, they make me know,
the best 97 minutes of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and my boy Rosenberg. Wake up!
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. It is time, before we get to Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles, it is time for the game we are playing to give away cash. And
yes,
you can dash with the cash. It is called Beat the Buzzer. We will give a demonstration by using Rosenberg this time. Mm-hmm. Shani has a
sample.
Okay, I'm ready.
Clip to start Beat the Buzzer with Rosenberg. Laura, you're not playing. It's... It's Rosenberg's turn. Here we go.
Rosenberg, are you ready?
Rosenberg, are you ready to beat the buzzer?
He's not even paying attention. He
So I say stop. So I say stop as soon as I hear. Okay, I got it.
Hear the money.
Trying to get this money.
But don't wait too long, bro.
You got a wedding to pay for, bro. Come on, get this money.
Here we go.
Or I'll jump in.
We're paying Rosenberg with Monopoly money.
Okay.
Shani, go.
$5. $150.
Ooh.
$200.
$250.
Yo, why didn't you say stop? No, what are you doing?
You lost.
Yo, you're a loser.
Wow.
I told you you should have let me do it.
I wanted more than 250.
Wow. You got
my
greedy.
Line was three. My line was three. I said I want 300. When I get to 300, I'm out. I didn't get to 300.
You heard nothing over 300. Well, we got Anthony on the line to take a shot at it. Anthony, hopefully you do better than Rosenberg. Anthony, what's up?
What's up, bro?
Anthony.
You ready to beat the buzzer, Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Remember, get the cash and dash. I keep trying to tell everybody, don't play around, bro. You hear some money that sound like something, go.
Don't get greedy, definitely. Anthony.
All right, definitely. And make sure you say... Anthony, you have to say stop for us to stop on the money, okay?
No doubt.
All right, here we go. Shani, you're up. Anthony's ready to beat the buzzer.
$50. $75.
$150.
$300.
Stop.
Yeah, there you go, Anthony. I was like, yo, bro, better say something.
He went with Rosenberg.
Got the 300.
He got it.
Got that 300. Anthony wins $300.
Yes. Atta boy.
No doubt.
No doubt.
You know what he would have got?
I mean, let's hear it. Oh, Shani, you want to play it? Shani would like to play the rest of the clip. This is all Shani. Okay.
If you waited a little bit longer.
$500.
Ooh.
Oh,
$600.
Wow.
$625.
Whoa.
$650.
Whoa.
Wow.
But it was $650. Wow.
There was $650 on that joint. Damn.
Yo, I got no. Listen, because I'm for the people. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm for the people, I'm going to let everybody that just heard that know. Do not ever wait that long in this game.
That's no fact. That's a fact. That's a
problem. Anthony, you did good. You're walking away with some cash. You did good.
You did perfect, Anthony. Don't be waiting around. That right there was the most misleading clip I've ever heard.
Well, it was real.
But it was real.
It was definitely real, but nah, bro. That went on for a minute, bro. That went on for a minute. Hang on, Ant. We got to get some info. Get you your cash. Let's go. Flashing Lights with Laura Staff.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So fans are excited because Missy Elliott went on social media and she did a post and she wrote, "It's go time," and tagged Timbaland on the post. And he wrote back saying, "Time for us to press that go button." So people are excited because they feel like the team will be back and some new music might be coming out.
Hello.
I mean, I'm into it, but I believe it when I see it or hear it.
Right.
I need to hear the music, man. Where's it at?
Like, it's a good tease, but, you know, until we actually have, like, a song that's coming out, it'll be fire. But, you know, let's see. Let's see what happens. Okay. At your flesh and large report, the time is 8:55. Today is a high, let me see, of 39 degrees. And alternate side parking is suspended.
Today is the final day of Black History Month. If you've been listening to the show.
Oh, my God.
Shani Culture, how many black facts did you do for Black History Month?
I mean, I think we just did a couple.
You did two.
Yeah, it's a couple.
Oh, yo, my gosh.
Wow.
Yo, wow.
Every year.
Well, look, big up to, Peg Leg Bates, which was a tap dancer who was responsible for the first black all-inclusive, not all-inclusive, but black resort, because black people were not allowed to go on resorts. Mm-hmm. And he had accomplished tons with his career, including being able to be an amazing tap dancer with only one leg. And with his money, he wanted a place where black people of prestige could go. So he created a space for the black elites to show up. So whenever you go on vacation and you go to a place that you feel welcomed, you can give that love to Peg Leg Bates, who was the first to open doors for black people to have a space where we can relax and feel like we were welcome.
There it is. You didn't even use the whole beats, nothing. You didn't.
And that's a black fact. Disrespect.
Shout to Peg Leg Bates. Shout to everybody. Happy Black History Month. And also tomorrow, I think we will announce the winner of the first round of the Hot97.com Greatest 50 Hip Hop Songs All Time. Right now, Nas is leading with "Va Rule the World" with 19%. Wu-Tang Triumph is 17%. And Hot97.com/top50 is where you can go vote. We will announce the first two winners in the Greatest 50 Hip Hop Songs All Time tomorrow. And then we'll start a new round on Thursday. All right, it's Ebro in the Morning. Laura Styles, Rosenberg.
Take a break.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.